Good morning. My name is David, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Report on Public Finances and Public Debt Fourth Quarter 2011 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Dr. Miguel Meschmacher. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. I'll give some initial remarks on economic activity and the results on public finances, and then Oscar Vela will make some remarks on the evolution of public debt. Let me just remind our friends from the press that this call is off the record. Overall, I'll be quite brief, and I'll just highlight some issues. All of you have received our bulletin, which contains a lot of details. So I'll be relatively brief, making some comments, perhaps additional to what's contained in the bulletin, and in some cases going into some greater detail when I think it's convenient. But overall, the idea will be to leave as much time as possible for the question and answer session. On economic activity, basically all the information that we've observed for the fourth quarter of 2011 suggests that we should be observing a growth rate for the year as a whole of close to 4% in real annual terms. And our estimations are of growth in the fourth quarter of the year of close to 3.7% in real terms. It does imply some deceleration with respect to the rhythm that we had been observing in terms of quarterly seasonally adjusted growth rates in the second and third quarter of the year. But nevertheless, it does imply a quarterly growth rate that is probably somewhat above 2% in annualized terms. In terms of the details within economic activity in the fourth quarter, and this is more generally applicable to the results during the second semester of 2011, we tended to observe a deceleration in external demand with relatively weaker sequential growth in manufacturing exports and in imports of intermediate goods during the second semester of the year than the one we observed during the first semester of the year. In general, we believe that this has to do with the inventory adjustment process that has been observed at an international level. And what we're anticipating going forward is to observe a gradual acceleration during 2012, both in external demand and in manufacturing production, as the inventory process is resolved. In terms of results, during the fourth quarter of the year, and these are already observed numbers, we observed a relatively low growth rate of 0.2%. quarter on quarter. This is non-annualized. Just a reminder for everybody, in general in Mexico, when we report the quarter on quarter growth rates, we don't annualize them. In contrast with the U.S. annualized, it would give you something close to 1%. Imports of intermediate goods had a slightly better performance of 0.5 growth non-annualized, close to 2% growth annualized. On the other hand, what we tended to observe during the second half of the year, and especially in the fourth quarter, was a very strong acceleration in domestic demand, particularly in consumption. The numbers are somewhat noisy. As you will remember, there was this El Buen Fin, which was established by Mexican companies, which basically established a process of sales at the end of November, similar to what is used in the U.S., and this was done for the first time in Mexico's history. So probably this will include some noise in terms of the results in October and November. But the results that we have for the quarter as a whole are actually very good. If you look at ANTAD sales, they actually grew by 4.5% non-annualized during the fourth quarter of the year. So this actually implies very impressive numbers. We will have to see if they remain with this type of dynamism during the first quarter of 2012. But clearly what we have observed is a very good performance on domestic demand, which is compensating for the deceleration that we observed in external demand. If you look at Walmart sales within the ANTAD sales, the quarterly growth rate was of 4%, also non-annualized, so the performance was really very good. In terms of indicators on the production side, what we observed in the October and November period was basically zero sequential growth for the IGAI, but this was basically due to negative results on the agricultural front. As several of you know, there has been a problem of drought in the northern part of Mexico, as in the southern part of the U.S., which has led to an important decline in agricultural production during the fourth quarter of the year. Obviously, we would anticipate this to be a transitory effect. It clearly doesn't represent a trend, and obviously it should be something that is corrected as 2012 progresses. Nevertheless, we did observe some deceleration in industrial production associated with a deceleration in exports of manufactured goods, where basically we observed a growth rate in industrial production. This is only in the period October-November of 0.2% in sequential terms with respect to sort of the first 2 months of the third quarter of the same year. Probably the sequential growth rate for the quarter as a whole will end up being somewhat higher, given that the quarter started with a relatively weak growth rate in October, but then was followed by a recovery in November, and we're expecting to see additional sequential growth during December. On the other hand, and consistent with the very strong results in terms of domestic demand that we have observed, services production during the first 2 months of the fourth quarter showed a sequential growth rate of 0.7% non-annualized, which again is a pretty good result and which we would expect to become slightly better once we have the full numbers for the entire quarter. And then finally, the last indicator for which we already have results for the entire fourth quarter as a whole is for the growth of employment. That actually maintained a growth rate which was very similar to that observed during the year, rest of the year. In fact, there was a slight acceleration in the growth rate of employment, which grew 1.2% non-annualized in the fourth quarter of the year, compared with a growth rate of 0.9% in the third quarter, with this again being driven by the very strong dynamism that we have been observing in domestic demand. Having gone over sort of these additional results in terms of economic activity during the fourth quarter, let me move quickly to the results on public finances. Overall, what we observed from the point of view of public sector deficits was a deficit including Pemex's investment, a total deficit of the public sector of 2.5% in 2011, which is right on target, which was with the number that was approved by Congress, and which implies a decline in the public sector deficit from 2.8% in 2010 to this 2.5% observed in 2011. For the public sector deficit without Pemex's investment, it ended up being 0.6% of GDP in 2011, again declining with respect to the value that was observed in 2010 of 0.8% of GDP, and it's basically in line, it's not right on target, but it's basically in line with what was approved by Congress for 2011. Going on to budgetary revenues, we actually observed a pretty strong performance with growth in annual terms of 6.8%. All revenues increased by 9.3% in real annual terms. As you know, there was a very good performance in terms of oil export prices, though then there were a series of factors which compensated for the positive effect of higher oil prices, such as the appreciation of the exchange rate that we observed on average during the year. In general, even though we observed an important depreciation at the end of the year, during most of the year, the exchange rate was more appreciated than the one that we had originally used for our projections and than the one observed in 2010. Obviously, the increase in oil prices comes together with an increase in international gasoline prices, increasing the value of oil imports. There was a slight decline of 1% in the oil production platform, which nevertheless ended up being slightly higher than what we had originally envisaged in our projections for the year. And in 2010, we used some non-recurrent revenues from Pemex Stabilization Fund. Those were 30 billion pesos, which perhaps should be classified as something else, but they are classified within oil revenues. Once you take those from the base of comparison in 2010, the increase is of close to 13%. Non-oil tax revenues also had a very good performance in the year, increasing by 5.7% in real annual terms, with growth above that of GDP. If you remember, we started the year with a relatively weak performance of non-oil tax revenues, and this is something that we have been discussing in all of these conference calls. This was basically due to very strong tax rebates at the beginning of 2011, which actually led to negative growth in some months at the beginning of the year, and actually to very strong shortfalls with respect to what was originally envisaged for the year as a whole. But then as the year progressed and as we expected, the growth rate improved once these one-time effects died out. So we ended up with this pretty strong performance for the year as a whole. In terms of the performance of the different types of taxes, the YEPS or excise taxes increased by 10.4%. The joint collection of the income tax, the unique rate corporate tax, the YETO, and the tax on cash deposits, the IDE, grew by 8.1%. Import taxes increased by 6%. And the VAT, which in general had a very weak performance and still ended up slightly below the evolution of economic activity, nevertheless managed to have a growth rate of 2.9% by the end of the year. Moving on to the part on expenditures, and here again I'll be very brief, total public sector expenditures ended up increasing by 5.3% in real annual terms, and within programmable expenditures increased by 5.6% in real annual terms. Expenditures on different social development items increased by 6.8% in real terms. Those allocated to security and justice increased by almost 22% in real terms. Performance from the point of view of investment was somewhat disappointing, but it was basically due to underinvestment by Pemex with respect to what had been approved during the year. Again, this was a factor that we had been observing during the year and which we have been discussing in these quarterly conference calls. This underinvestment by Pemex led to growth of only 1.1% and 0.7% in budgetary and in foster investment. If you actually exclude Pemex's investment from this calculation, investment by the rest of the public sector increased by 4.8% in the case of budgetary investment, and fostering investment grew by 3.9%. And actually, it was about 34 billion pesos above what was originally programmed for the year. Federal resources transfers to state and municipalities increased by 5.9% in real terms. Total expenditures on personal services increased by 4.2%, basically due to increases in entities under direct budgetary control and federalized expenditures. Personal services in ministries and the INEGI increased by only 1.1% in real terms. And finally, the financial cost of the public sector increased by 3.6% in real annual terms. The fact that it grows by less than GDP implies that we continue to have a declining trend in the ratio of the financing cost to GDP that we have been observing in recent years, where basically this ratio of financing cost to GDP declined from 2% of GDP in 2010 to 1.9% in 2011. With that, I would finish my remarks and give the word to Oscar.
Thank you, Miguel. Good morning to everyone. I will also try to be very brief and just to highlight some of the numbers that are already present in our bulletin and also very well documented in our annual borrowing plan, which is out already. It's posted since December 2011. So I invite you to revise the annual borrowing plan and just send us our questions if you have any. So the public debt strategy that was followed during 2011 pursued the objective of keep strengthening the structure of domestic debt and maintaining adequate conditions for the proper functioning of and the development of local debt market. In this regard, by the end of 2011, domestic debt represents roughly 80% of total government debt. 55% of the outstanding debt portfolio is issued in long-term fixed-rate nominal bonds, and 22.3% of this is issued in inflation-indexed bonds. Regarding maturity, and this is also very important, and the figures on duration of our debt portfolio, this has continued to maintain a positive trend. The average maturity of our domestic debt slightly increased in 2011, going from 7.2 years by the end of 2010 to 7.6 years in December 2011. It's worth pointing out that in the past 6 years, the average maturity of the federal government debt has more than doubled. This number was 3.4 in 2005. And regarding duration, again, the numbers have continued to increase slightly this year. This figure increased from 4.58 in the fourth quarter of 2010 to 4.64 in the fourth quarter of 2011. I want to state here that having a well-diversified portfolio with relatively low exposure to exchange rate shocks and with an average maturity that has been gradually extended over the past years are elements that imply a more robust debt position for Mexico, as you are well aware of. With regards to foreign investors' participation, that has been a topic that has been continuously asked to us in the previous month. The participation by foreigners in the domestic federal government debt reached around 26% of the total portfolio. It's worth pointing out that 72%, like three-quarters of foreigners' holdings, are in M bonos. This is nominal, long-term, fixed-rate bonds. And at the end of the fourth quarter of 2011, it's 43% of total amount outstanding of this instrument. As we pointed out in our annual borrowing plan, we have run some tests to understand the dynamics of foreign investment in our debt portfolio, and we have found some actual structural changes after the inclusion of the Mexican bonds in the World Global Bond Index. And after that, we have seen a very positive trend and investors coming to buy our bonds and staying. These are long-term investors, and we have seen during 2011, even in episodes of volatility, we have seen a very well-behaved dynamics of foreign investors in our curve. This increased demand by foreign investors, especially in non-term nominal instruments, implies a sign of confidence in our debt instrument, which speaks to a perception of long-term stability in our macroeconomic outlook. Finally, regarding debt levels, the stock of federal government's net domestic debt at the end of 2011 reached 26.5% of GDP, and this is a change of 1.5 percentage points. When we look at another definition, the public sector's net debt, which adds to the federal government's the net debt of public entities, this is Pemex and CFE, and the net debt of development banks, this figure is now 32.4% of GDP, and this is a change of 1.9 percentage points relative to what we observed in 2010. And finally, when we look at the broader measure of public debt, the historical balance of public sector borrowing requirements, which not only comprises federal government debt and public sector debt, but also other items that are considered government liabilities, this measure stands now at 36.5% of GDP. Despite the fact that we have seen some increases in the levels of federal government debt and public sector debt, the levels are still in line with a sustainable and manageable amount. And when you compare to our peers, to our BBB peers, and not to mention some other very well-developed countries with much, much higher levels of debt, these levels are still at a very sustainable level. And with this, I end my remarks.
Operator?
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no questions at this time.
Could you just ask one more time, operator?
Yes, sir. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just one more moment to compile the Q&A roster. There are no questions in queue at this time.
Thank you very much, operator, and thank you, everybody, for listening into the call. As you know, if you have any additional questions or issues, please let us know through the Investor Relations Office in the Ministry of Finance. Thank you very much, everybody, and have a good day.
Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.